You're now tuned in to the Front Row Hoopcast. Your show for everything Butler basketball. So I'm here chatting with Godwin Heights head coach Tyler Whittemore. He is the head coach of current Butler commit Marquise Hastings and target Lamar Norman. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Excellent. Let's kind of get right down to this. Season's going well so far. I've been keeping up with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, those two guys are our leaders. They've been on the varsity team now for 4 years, and it's been good. It's been a work in progress, and they've been working hard.
One of the things I first was wondering is we've got two guys here who are looking at Butler. How did the Butler connection start? Was it that the coaches reached out to you first, or you called and said, hey, I kind of have these kids who might be ready to go? Like, how did that connection develop?
Well, you know, those guys, those coaches, they watched Lamar and Marquise throughout the summertime playing AAU ball and things like that. And even Coach Vergoglio, you know, he's been around and has been seeing these guys since they've been in ninth grade. So they've been keeping tabs on them, and as it gets closer, they've been in the gym watching workouts, and we've been sending film, and they've been great. I mean, the communication has been awesome, and they've been nothing but great to us.
One of the Lamar Norman, your point guard, is currently being looked at by Butler. The last I had seen online was that he had not been offered yet officially. Do you know if there's any update with that, or is my information incorrect?
No. You are correct. He's not been offered. You know, it's just their relationship just getting started. You know, they've been talking. They talk all the time, texting here and there. I know they went to watch the game. So just the relationship being built. The signing period isn't until April, I believe. So, you know, all the offers and stuff, though, I think they'll come in February, March, once people start to see how many scholarships and what's available.
So you'd expect an offer to be forwarded by that point?
I don't know.
Tough question, I know, yeah.
But I hope so, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm always fighting for my guys, and I think my guys are the best. But, I mean, they're very good, and they're ready.
The one guy, let's kind of move on to Marquise Hastings, the one guy who I'm most curious about, because there's not that much film on there when you YouTube him, so he's kind of a little mystery to me. I can tell, you know, he's athletic, he's got a strong build, doesn't seem like the strongest jump shooter, but, you know, what do you think his game's at the next level? Like, where do you think he's going to play, or what is his skill set going to be?
Well, I think he's very versatile. He's a great passer. He handles the ball really, really well. He also runs the point for us at times. So we have Lamar and Marquise both up top. Very good court vision, and the experience is there of just playing at a high level. I mean, he's 6'7", 200 pounds right now. So I do make him guard quicker guards to get his foot speed going that way. So he does slide his feet pretty well. He you know, he's getting around 3 to 4 blocks a game, so he does a really really good job of anticipation and seeing basketball happen before. So it's not just he's long and athletic, but he's watching the play, and he understands what's going to happen. So his rotation is there as well. So, yeah, you know, they're just playing hard that way and doing what they have to do.
I've read a lot of quotes from him saying that he loves to play defense. And I know when I played basketball, I hated playing defense. Is that real talk? Is he actually that passionate about D-ing up?
No, he does. He takes it as a challenge. He really wants to guard the best player. You know, he loves the matchups, and he likes to be physical that way. And, you know, he likes to gauge and see how physical he can be early with the officials and things like that. He does. He loves it.
This is a tough question, too. Is there a player that you would say he models his game after, or a player that you would compare him to, either at the college or pro level, just to kind of give Butler fans more of a sense of what exactly they're getting? Or is he just – he's too unique?
You know, it's that's very hard because, you know, his game has evolved so much. I mean, from being one of the shortest players in middle school to now being one of the tallest players in high school, but yet now he's going to play in the Big East about 6'7". So he is going to be a wing player, forward player. His ability to guard multiple positions will allow him to get on the court. But it's just how comfortable he feels and how confident he feels and, you know, how much work he puts in the gym to be able to make the open shots, make contested shots, be able to dribble, handle, and to get through traps and things like that they run in the Big East.
You mentioned his development. What's that been like since he was a freshman to senior? Like, what parts of his game have you really seen grow?
Well, it's first and foremost started in the weight room. He fell in love with that. He's gotten much stronger. But his ball handle is something that's gotten really, you know, really much better. His vision has always been there, but now he can handle the ball, pick it up, get it to where it has to go. His jump shot has obviously improved. That's something that we knew would come along with his coordination. He makes a lot of baseline jumpers, corner threes, and now he's getting the ball up top. So even his pull-ups and step-back threes are starting to fall as well.
He wasn't getting a ton of high major attention before Butler came along. Why do you think that was?
Just because he is unique. You know, he is still growing. He is, you know, his game is still evolving. I think, you know, the work with Coach Meyer and Coach Val is gonna make him, you know, really, really improve. So that's exciting to see.
You think that had he not committed, that other big major schools would have started creeping around by this point? You guys are having a heck of a season.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were around as well. They weren't offering them. And you know, he really liked the relationship with Coach Bell. You know, when they went down there, you know, just to go meet him and things like that, it went really well. Those guys hit it off, and you know, he wants to. He's excited to be a Bulldog, and that's one of the things that Coach was preaching to him. And he wants to be there. You know, they want him to be there, and he's going to fight hard for the team and for the community.
I think that enthusiasm is something that all Butler fans are going to love to hear. Is he doing any recruiting on Lamar?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Is he helping out with recruiting Lamar to try to get him to Butler as well?
Well, yeah, you mean that's funny. So he's always wearing his Butler hats and his shirts and stuff around class and things like that. And anytime they have to do different projects together, I think they have a couple of classes together that, you know, he would talk about it. And of course, in school or in practice, and I'll match them up, you know, put them on separate teams, and they get at it once in a while, and they're always talking about, you know, the different schools and where they're going to go, and Marquise is always talking about Butler and how it's the best school and how it's going to be a great fit, and you know, sometimes he likes to get at Lamar, depending on if Lamar's having a good practice or a bad practice, that's when he'll do his recruiting or not. It's kind of funny out there.
So you could see them, you know, pairing up together well at the next level.
Oh yeah, I mean, those guys have actually been playing on the same team since fourth or fifth grade. They've been playing together, and up since elementary school, middle school on up, they've been playing. So at the next level, it would just be a smooth transition. They would push each other. They're honest with each other. They know how to talk and encourage and motivate one another. So that would always be a good thing to have.
All right, Coach, this has been awesome. I think the Butler fans are really going to be interested to hear more about these players. So I wish you the best of luck in season, and thank you again for doing this interview.
No problem. Anytime. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one, Coach.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
That was Godwin Heights head coach Tyler Whittemore talking with us about a few Butler targets and commits for the upcoming 2018 class. Again, thank you to Jared Grubbs of Butler Hoops for setting that up. If you don't already, please check out Butler Hoops. It's a great source for all Butler hardcore fans who want to keep track of everything recruiting. Who's getting offered, what's the news, anything like that. The big news, though, is that Duke transfer Jordan Tucker ended up committing to the Bulldogs just minutes ago, right before we had that conversation with Coach Whittemore. We're obviously going to have more of a discussion with him when we do our next podcast with Brendan. But for the time being, I think I speak for all Butler fans when we say this is a big get, and that Lavelle kind of closed in the deal on the recruiting trail. I had said something on the last show that I thought he needed to start closing. He must have listened, because he got the job done. Beat out some pretty, you know, Georgetown was after him hard. It looked like Maryland was after him. This is definitely a good get. Jordan Tucker, a top 100 kid, top 50 kid, actually, on some recruiting websites. So I think he can come in next year, hopefully get some minutes. I don't think he's going to come in and make a giant impact his first year. We won't be able to see him till January. But in the long run, getting him for 3.5 years is going to be really beneficial, I think. So I think that's something to look forward to, and something we will discuss the next time we have a full podcast. But again, thank you to Coach Whittemore, and stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks, guys.